Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Friday, we made it. It's your Yahoo Sports Canada daily podcast for Friday, October 18th. But first, sports. Good morning. Happy Friday. We are at the end of the week. The weekend is knocking at the door. Let's catch you up on everything from the world of sports and get it started. The Toronto Raptors home opener is on Tuesday. We will see the reigning, defending NBA champions put a banner in the Raptors and receive their championship rings. Now, most years coming into opening night of the season, the champs being coronated would be a top story. But ever since Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey's tweet about Hong Kong 2 weeks ago, the relationship between the NBA and China has been in the background of basically every single basketball story. In the last week alone, we saw LeBron James, when asked about the situation, fresh off being in China, it's worth mentioning, he had this to say about Morey's tweet and the ensuing storm.
I think when we all sit back and learn from the situation that happened, understand that what you could tweet or could say, and we all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl. Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand. And he spoke, and so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that, too.
And those comments from LeBron were met with criticism as well, prompting James to try to clarify what he was saying in a pair of tweets, saying, "Let me clear up the confusion. I do not believe there was any consideration for the consequences and ramifications of the tweet. I'm not discussing the substance. Others can talk about that. My team and this league just went through a difficult week. I think people need to understand what a tweet or a statement can do to others, and I believe nobody stopped and considered what would happen. Could have waited a week to send it." And if you thought here in Canada that the Raptors would be able to avoid all that news, you would be incorrect. A group supporting Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement raised more than $34,000 on a GoFundMe campaign to print and distribute over 7,000 t-shirts with the slogan, "The North, Stand with Hong Kong," on the front. My guest this morning, Mimi Lee, is the organizer of the campaign. Mimi, do you expect any difficulty from the NBA or from the Raptors of the arena regarding the shirts making it into the building?
We are not doing any protests or any destructive action. We're just distributing t-shirts, and we are always in peace. We are, and I would hope even NBA or Scotiabank Arena, they know ahead of time that we are coming. I hope that they don't do anything, or they will not try to shut us down. We don't know what to expect, but we expect it could happen. Then we would just, you know, go around and try to distribute as many as we can. That's the only thing we can do, right? At the same time, we are not going to be going inside. We're just going to be like around the arena. So hopefully, if we are not exactly on the private property, then, you know, they wouldn't say anything. We suspect we should be okay.
Have you gotten feedback from maybe people who Raptors fans that may be around the arena, that maybe somebody that you would be handing a t-shirt, do you expect people to be receptive to receiving the shirt?
There are different people. Like, we've got messages and comments and all that stuff, right? You know, of course, there are people saying, oh, you know, like, we're watching a game. Like, why are you bringing politics into this and all that stuff?
Of course, And
the thing is, like, at the end of the day, this is actually to tell China not to bring politics to NBA. This is exactly what we are doing. We are opposing what China is doing to sports. This is exactly what we are doing. So I don't see we are contradicting with the fans.
This is a difficult topic for some people to traverse, and even some sports fans. This is not something that a lot of Canadian or American sports fans, the situation in China and in Hong Kong, it's not something that a lot of sports fans may be well-versed in. How can you explain this to somebody that is, say, going to the Raptors game and wants to know more about why they're receiving a t-shirt?
We actually printing another postcard together with the t-shirts. So that postcard will give some sort of an idea what is going on and why. Why do we even care? You know, and that's exactly why our t-shirt says it's the North, because the North is Canada. And the North, we all know, is Raptors. Right? So we stand with Hong Kong. So that's exactly how we came up with the shirt design as well.
You know how you're going to make the extra shirts? You got 7,000 shirts to make before Tuesday. That's got to be busy.
We have placed the order, so it's being made. Yeah, because like we actually had to get it rushed because like even with that, what was that? We finished the campaign, the fundraising on Monday, and then we had to place the order by midday Tuesday. That was the timeline. And even that, because we are having a short week, it was not even able to actually make it for a regular order time. The regular turnaround time is a lot longer. Like this particular manufacturer is already doing it faster than other people, plus we have to rush it. Same thing with the postcard, because we didn't have all the resources that we want. We have only like really a handful of people really working really, really hard on this thing.
Is there anything else you'd like people to know about either the GoFundMe or the campaign or the shirts or anything at all you'd like to say?
I think maybe you want to let the fans know that we are not there to destroy their game. We are not there to take away from the celebration of the Raptors. We want everybody to be able to actually enjoy all these good times, but not because of somebody saying something, doing a tweet or whatever, to actually destroy it.
Right.
We do not want that to happen again, and we want to stop it.
As mentioned, the Raptors' home opener is Tuesday evening against the New Orleans Pelicans. It'll be interesting to see how many of those protest shirts make it inside the building and onto television. You have to imagine the Raptors likely have their own t-shirt or some sort of memorabilia that will be there to commemorate the banner occasion. So we will see who chooses to wear the Hong Kong shirts, if anybody, if they make them inside. It's sort of a little subplot to what will be a lot of eyeballs anyway. On opening night, the Raptors' final preseason tune-up game is tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. That tips off at 7:30. The last chance for some of those guys that Nick Nurse called out earlier this week to prove that they are worth their spots in the rotation. Also, the deadline to sign Pascal Siakam to an extension off of his rookie deal before the season starts is Monday. We will see if a deal gets done over the weekend. He was, of course, reportedly seeking the 5-year, $170 million rookie scale max. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be without their captain for a little while. The team announced on Wednesday that John Tavares broke his finger in Wednesday night's game against the Capitals. According to the announcement from the team, he will miss at least 2 weeks. And wow, if you thought people were maybe overreacting to the Leafs just a few games into the season, first of all, is it your first day? Second of all, wait until you see what happens when they play the Bruins twice in 1 week without their captain. On the gridiron last night, speaking of important injuries, it was a nightmare scenario for fans of the Kansas City Chiefs, or fantasy football, or really football in general, as reigning league MVP Patrick Mahomes left the game after being in considerable pain with a leg injury after a QB sneak. It appeared, and gruesomely, I might add, it appeared that he dislocated his kneecap on the play. He had come into the game, of course, with an ankle injury, and now it appears he may be in even more trouble, depending on the outcome of an MRI. There'll be results on that this morning. Extremely troubling news for one of the most exciting and talented players in football. And finally, the MLB playoffs last night. The Houston Astros now find themselves one step away from the World Series. The Astros beat the Yankees 8-3 last night behind the strength of three-run home runs from George Springer and Carlos Correa. The series shifts back to Houston tonight, and the Astros can join the Washington Nationals in the World Series with a win in tonight's game. So the Raptors have their last tune-up action tonight. The Maple Leafs get back in action tomorrow night with a Saturday night matchup against the Boston Bruins. And the next time we talk, we will be one day away from banner raising, rings, and Raptors regular season basketball. I will talk to you then. But in the meantime, have a great time and enjoy your weekend.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.